But then, after the first 500-year period, during which the Mahadi Dehiniyana was dominant, came the second 500-year period, during which the Mahayana was dominant. Now, Mahayana means great way or great vehicle. I can't stop to explain why it is so called, but broadly speaking, the ideal, the spiritual ideal of the Mahayana is that of the Bodhisattva, the Bodhi being. Now, we saw that the Arahant ideal consisted in the striving for enlightenment for one's own sake only, not paying very much attention to the plight or the fate of other people. In the case of the Bodhisattva ideal, it is quite different. The Bodhisattva ideal, we may say, is the ideal of spiritual altruism, even of transcendental altruism, carried to unprecedented heights. The Bodhisattva is one who is not concerned with his individual salvation or his individual enlightenment. That is to say, separate from the salvation or separate from the enlightenment of other beings. There's a sort of more popular, more exoteric form of this teaching which maintains that the Bodhisattva actually gives up, actually sacrifices his individual enlightenment so that he can, instead of disappearing into nirvana, remain in the world, remain in the samsara, and continue to help other living beings. That is rather exoteric. That is a rather sort of literalistic presentation of the Bodhisattva ideal. What in fact the Bodhisattva does, what in fact the Bodhisattva realizes, is that the salvation or the enlightenment of one is inseparable from the salvation or the enlightenment of all. The Mahayana has a sort of ideal of what one might only describe, using very un-Buddhistic terminology, as sort of cosmic emancipation or cosmic salvation. And the Bodhisattva sees that he has to devote himself to this, that it is not actually possible for anybody to be totally enlightened all by themselves. You can't sort of shut yourself up in a separate nirvanic compartment while others do not have any experience of nirvana. You just can't do that. The nature of existence is such. Existence, every part of existence is so wonderfully interrelated that there's no such thing as individual enlightenment. This the Bodhisattva sees. This the Bodhisattva realizes. So he devotes himself to the great cause of what may be called universal enlightenment, universal salvation. And he's prepared to endure, to suffer life after life, birth after birth, death after death, in every life, in every birth, pursuing this path of devoting himself to the cause of universal enlightenment, trying to carry the whole of the human race forward, at least a few steps on the path that will lead eventually to the enlightenment of all. So this is the great Bodhisattva ideal. This is the spiritual ideal of the Mahayana, which I've just sketched in very rough outline. And then, as it were, on the philosophical side, we have, in the case of the Mahayana, the great teaching of Shunya. We have the Shunyavada. Shunya is a very wonderful word. It means empty, and it means full. It means zero in Indian mathematics. The Shunya is the zero. Shunya is their word for zero. Now, we saw that the Hinayana, we saw that the Hinayana Abhidharma, especially in the form of the Sarvastivada school, tended to reduce the whole of existence to a limited number of ultimate psychophysical elements. The Mahayana seized upon this point. Especially did the Madhyamika school in the person of Nagarjuna seize upon this point, and it subjected the views of the Sarvastivadins, what are called the pan-realistic views of the Sarvastivadins, to a rather devastating criticism. And to cut a long story short, the Madhyamika school showed that you couldn't have a finite list of ultimate elements. It showed that no element, whether physical or mental or anything else, could be regarded as ultimate, as final. You could go on subdividing and subdividing and subdividing. But when you subdivide it, as it were, to infinity, when you'd subdivided all possible subdivisions, when perhaps you'd realised that they were nothing but mental constructions in the long run, then what did you have? What was left? And the answer was that what you had left was the shunyata, the void, the emptiness. So in this way, the Mahayana, and especially the Madhyamika, reduced the dharmas, as they were called, to shunyata. This is what is called technically the dharma naratmya, or the selflessness of all dharmas. Selflessness in the sense of not being ultimate, of all dharmas of the Mahayana, of the Shunyavada, especially of the Madhyamika teaching. So, according to the Mahayana, according to the Madhyamika especially, what one has to realize, ultimately, was this voidness. And enlightenment, they maintained, consisted in the realization of this ultimate voidness of all phenomena. Their ultimate emptiness and their ultimate fullness, too.